Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're going to need a shovel for all the feces we're going to be shoveling for the next 3 hours. Welcome to the morning shift, everybody. What?
I disagree. Unlike some shows, we do not throw feces on the wall and see if it sticks. We have hard-hitting facts.
Okay. Yeah. All right. There it is right there. Ironically enough, that's the first salvo of fecal matter onto the wall.
How you doing this morning?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm just kind of I'm just sad looking at Tua. His brain is now oatmeal, I think.
I hope not.
I think it might be time just to hang it up.
I woke up to a text. A buddy of mine was like, man, that hit was nasty. And I've rewatched the hit probably 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 times. I think that if it's anybody else, we don't think the hit is as bad initially. It was the aftermath and the way he fell and his arms went out, right?
It's always like he looks like he's being electrocuted. We've seen that, the other horrible concussion he had, that same sort of reaction with his arm kind of spasmodically just kind of twitching in the air. It's just
this is the first one in like 2 years, right? So it's been 2 years
that we
it's
know
been,
of.
Yeah, I mean, it was like this last one was like week 16 2 years ago, so it's been, you know, a little less than that in terms of the calendar, but yeah, it's two seasons ago for sure. And it is interesting too, because, you know, he bulked up last year and gained like 15 pounds, and reportedly this year like slimmed down, so he's a little more agile. And it's just kind of weird how that happens. But To Bo's point, it wasn't like your typical helmet-to-helmet contact kind of concussion or head to the ground that we see so often, but it was the whipping of the neck for me that jars the brain. Just kind of insane storyline-wise that it was DeMar Hamlin's chest that he ran into. I mean, that's just absolutely insane as well. So
yeah, but the heart attack 2 years ago.
Lord, craziness.
And if you're DeMar Hamlin, I mean, look, I know that there's some people that will tell you that, you know, that football players are what they are, and they'll make new ones and all that kind of stuff, but they're human beings, and first and foremost, and it bothers me when I hear people talk about them that way, and I know that we used to glorify these hits, but what is DeMar Hamlin probably feeling after having what he had happen to him, which essentially cost him most of last year as far as actually getting on the field in games.
Well, he launched a little sincere tweet wishing him well and all this other stuff. I'm sure he felt terrible.
That's what I'm saying. You know, that's
and just the reaction of the Bills players as well. They immediately took their helmet off and took a knee when they saw. I was like, ugh, Josh, that's just ghastly.
Josh Allen's comment. Josh Allen, if you don't like him, I don't know what's wrong with you. He's as classy as it gets. I thought he had some wonderful comments, you know, in support of Tua. And he played phenomenal. I thought Josh Allen played great last night.
Is he top three quarterback in the league?
I don't know how he's not. I don't understand, and I'm not dissing you. I don't understand when people want to leave him out of the top three, four, or five. I just don't know what you're. I know he makes mistakes, but Josh Allen does a lot more. He doesn't have these. He doesn't have top receivers growing on trees. I know he's had Stephon Diggs, who's now gone, but he's done a lot for that team, and he's essentially been the running game the last few years. Now it looks like James Cook might be emerging, but I think he is. Don't you? And don't you think he's a top three quarterback?
Absolutely, I do.
I think he's a top three quarterback. I think he's right there with Patrick Mahomes and Lamar.
Yeah.
He's what Justin Herbert hopes he can finally become.
That's a good comparison. That's a good comparison, I think. Big arm, bigger guy, good legs. But, yeah, I think Josh Allen is. I think Josh Allen at times is carried that Buffalo team.
What are the Bills, 14? Won 14 of the last 16 against the Dolphins.
I got to tell you real quick, Rob. I'm a gambling man. All right, I like to wager every now and then. There was a stat going around yesterday that every single game that Josh Allen has played, I think that was number 14 last night against the Miami Dolphins, he's thrown for two or more touchdowns. And last night he didn't need to. Like, literally the offense was done like midway through the third quarter. And he's not even in the game to take a knee on it. And he throws one touchdown pass, even though it was still a dominating offensive victory for Buffalo. So it was funny watching that. They have absolutely dominated Miami. And it's just two different brands of football.
12-2 in his career versus the Dolphins, including the postseason. That's impressive.
Yep, 31-10 the final last night. Falcons getting ready for a trip up to Philadelphia to take on the Eagles, coming off their win over Green Bay. And here's Raheem Morris lying about Kirk Cousins.
Kirk is fine. You know, we game planned it that way. It is what it is. We're going to go out there and play the game. You know, nobody sits around and talks about injuries in this game, in this business. If you're cleared to go, you're ready to go, you play the game. And we'll go out there and play the football games. And I got a lot of confidence in our quarterback. I have a lot of confidence in our offense. And we'll bounce back. You know, we do things the right way. Our quarterback does things the right way. His preparation, all the things that he's done throughout his career, the trust that I have in him, the belief that I have in him, that's not going to change. You remain unwavering in this business, man. You can't ride the emotional roller coaster that you try to make you ride, and in today's society especially.
That's Raheem on with Dukes and Bell yesterday, and I was going to say that anyways before Bo reminded me in my ear over here, and now he's yelling at me. He's giving me the finger. I don't know what his anger
is. It's because you started throwing
right
your
now.
Hands at me.
Okay, yeah.
Your hands in my face.
Yeah, it's a little
freaking bear paws over here.
Here's the thing. I believe Raheem. I don't think he's lying at all. And if you listen to the cut, what does he say? Kirk Cousins is fine. Right? It doesn't say Kirk Cousins feels great. Right? He didn't say Kirk Cousins feels as good as he's ever felt. He said Kirk Cousins is fine.
The way you guys looked at me and I said, here's Raheem Morris lying about Kirk Cousins. Kind of halfway joking, just having fun with the whole thing. I understand he's not going to tell you too much. He clearly isn't completely right, yet we understand that.
Again, and this is it's the conversation we've had all week. I just still don't understand why his physical limitations would have had anything to do with the play calling that we had. Oh, I don't want to run play action. Dude, you can run play action from the pistol, and he can take four steps. You know what I mean? We saw him scramble to the left of the pocket and throw the touchdown to Kyle Pitts. There's the whole play action thing because of his mobility makes no sense to me. And that's where really my questions are leaning towards Monday.
And you can also run play action out of the pistol, which is a fallacy that apparently is being spread around. I think that's...
Yeah, not the shotgun, but the pistol. What's the shotgun? 7 yards, 8 yards, pistols, 4 yards?
Shotgun's usually heels at 5, I believe.
Shotgun, he's next to him. Pistol, he's behind
it's
him.
It's just about a yard difference.
You know, the last bit made about the footwork. Kirk talked about it. We're going to hear from Kirk later on, but he's gone back to footwork he used back when he played for Washington early in his career. So All the quarterback experts that want to send me video of his footwork and the pistol and how his feet are set, we'll have that conversation. I think that there is a possibility that we haven't really overly went into, and that's the fact that the play caller and Zach Robinson in his first game, he got – he might have lost his way a little bit with the play action stuff and never added it in, never went to it. And I know that Raheem talked about it yesterday with Dukes and Bell and kind of mentioned, well, you know, we didn't want to give T.J. Watt that advantage of being in play action because I think they're going to tell you that T.J. Watt was not respecting the run game at all and crashing and not respecting the bootleg. But you got to make him respect it, and that still doesn't sit well with me that you didn't do anything to make him respect things. You allowed him to play freely.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to touch on the Falcons a little bit more as they head up to Philadelphia. In college football, there is going to be an absolute bloodbath in the state of Colorado tomorrow night, I'm predicting, and Georgia heading up to Lexington as well. It's a morning shift. Triple in for Tiffany, Sports Radio 92.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not in the game.
No, absolutely not. It just kind of went with the flow of the game. I think early on in the game, we did some good things. Obviously, the first drive, the first half, we had a couple good things going. Second half, the penalties and some of those things that just kicked us back and put us in some second and longers and third and longers. Those were really tough situations to be in, where you're in a little bit more of a drop back pass type of mode in those situations. So, certainly not concerned with Kirk's mobility at all. He's looked great out there. He's moving around really well today, so no concerns at all.
Falcons OC Zach Robinson. Yeah, he's not concerned. Okay, fine. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, by the way. Welcome back to the morning shift. All right, Mike, what say you, my friend?
Well, I actually believe Zach Robinson when it comes to that topic about, you know, whether being in pistol and shotgun had anything to do with Kirk's health. Because that's what this offense is, right? And you know, we'll continue to dive in this offense evolves and everything else and have these conversations. But, guys, there's only one team last weekend in the NFL in week one that ran more pistol than the Atlanta Falcons, and it was the Rams, right? Like, that's just what this offense is. Matthew Stafford, I think it was only like 8% of the snaps a week ago that he was under center. So I'm talking about just pistol and then being under center as well. That's just what this offense is. That's how it evolves, and that's how things come about. So I believe Zach when he talks about Kirk Cousins and the mobility in the pocket not having anything to do with under center. But, you know, there's still I have a lot of questions about where that kind of leaves us.
Yeah, and I think that one thing should be said is everyone's looking at Minnesota and how what he did under O'Connell at Minnesota and saying, well, that's what – see, it's same system, and I think we forget that there are different variations of it. See, Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay, despite what people believe, are running the same system. They're just running it differently. They're doing it's that they're just like Mike McDaniels down in Miami has his own twist on the exact same system. They're all running a variation of the same thing, which is a Shanahan offense. They all came from Washington, right? They all were under Mike Shanahan, Kyle's dad, McVay, O'Connell. I don't think Zach Robinson was there per se because, but Mike McDaniels was there. You know, and Brian Callahan in Cincinnati, excuse me, in Tennessee, and Zach Taylor in Cincinnati, they all are under that same tree. They're just running their own version of it. And yeah. I think that's important that this is Zach Robinson's version, which is much more aligned. Oh, Matt LaFleur is another one.
Here's another one that runs from that tree, Clint Kubiak down in New Orleans right now. And
yeah,
the points they put up last week, he's from the Gary Kubiak. I mean, they're all from that same tree and that same kind of vision in terms of what offense needs to be. But to your point, you adapt it to personnel. Right?
You do. And look, Zach Robinson might have not had his best game ever, and it might be his worst, and it's his only one in the NFL as a regular season play caller. But that doesn't mean he can't grow from it. That doesn't mean he can't realize his mistakes and learn the in-game adjustments that he should have made or didn't make.
Well, the notion you're light years better week one to week two compared to week one. Hopefully that applies.
Yeah, hopefully it applies. But I also don't think that Rob, you've been doing this for a very long time. Is there's not more overreaction in any point of an NFL season than after week one, positive or negative, true or false?
I didn't hear what you said because Dylon was speaking in sentences in my head when I was trying to listen to you.
I said true or false or is it fair or foul? Because it's a fair or foul Friday.
Yeah, it is a fair or foul Friday.
There's not more overreaction in an NFL season than after week one.
Oh, absolutely.
Positive or negative?
I'm totally guilty of that, too.
Yeah, we all are.
I'm so emotionally invested in this team, and I'm so traumatized, so, you know.
Because we always talk about the draft and free agency being like Christmas Day, right?
Yeah.
But guess what? It's not. It's basically the gifts are put under the tree, and we don't get to see them opened until week one. And we didn't like what, you know, our dad didn't put them together right or whatever. Whatever it is, someone didn't do it right. And now we've still got to figure out what these gifts are.
All right, let's do some college football, shall we? Couple of games between ranked opponents tomorrow. Not exactly overly riveting. 20th-ranked Arizona at 14th-ranked Kansas State tomorrow night. 24th-ranked Boston College at 6th-ranked Missouri.
It's a random game, isn't it?
Random. 16th-ranked LSU at South Carolina. Can we overreact to South Carolina after what they did to Kentucky in week one? Who is that freshman, that true freshman that South Carolina has on the edge? That dude's a grown man. It's like Micah Parsons suiting up for them. I can't remember that kid's.
Rusty was in here yesterday. He told us he's the best player in college football.
Oof.
I mean, the best player in college football.
That's crazy.
God, a freshman.
Yeah. Any trepidation about going to Madison, taking on Wisconsin after saw against South Florida?
For sure. I think there's trepidation.
Noon kickoff, by the way.
There's no doubt about that. If this was Wisconsin from 3 years ago, I'd be terrified. But Wisconsin, we've talked about it all week a little bit, Rob. They're having an identity crisis. They run the air raid now, which is just seems like somebody should be arrested for allowing that to happen for them to run the air raid up there. It's just ridiculous. So
sacrilegious Wisconsin.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, it's just absurd. I don't think Bama is a national championship contender right now, but I don't think Wisconsin's very good either. And so you kind of walk into this one with two kind of big name brands and in just a different era of football for both of them. So they'll need to both these teams need to figure out who they are this weekend.
Kentucky just abysmal against South Carolina last week. They're hosting Georgia. What's Georgia like, a 24-point favorite?
22.
Georgia never covers. Kentucky's going to be much better than they were last week at home, but it is Georgia. I just don't think this is going to be close.
Georgia covered against Clemson, and it's all in, and easily. I think they – I would be hard – look, there's – this game is going to be a dud for ABC because it is going to be a just boat race.
Kirk Herbstreit talked about it. He said that this was going to be the College Game Day game before Kentucky just got destroyed last week. He was like, everybody was ready to make this happen, and it never came to fruition because Kentucky got destroyed.
Wait, so, where is Game Day tomorrow?
It's at LSU, South Carolina. Yeah. It's at South Carolina.
They're in Columbia. Yeah. They haven't been there in a while.
They switched it after what Mike just, what Herbstreit's comments and what happened. I don't think Georgia's going to have any problems until they get into the meat of the schedule, which could be Alabama.
But you never know, though, because sometimes you can just have a bad day. And then sometimes it traditionally has been difficult to go to Lexington and play for the most part, many, many years, certainly for whatever reason. I don't think that's going to be the case tomorrow, but weird things happen in college football.
In Lexington, I mean, this was the site, Rob, of the Tebow concussion when he was in college. It, hit his head on one of his lineman's knees or one of Kentucky's lineman's knees. This is also where the eventual national champion LSU team in 2007 lost to Woodson up there. I mean, so you're right. A lot of weird things do happen in Lexington at night. Thankfully, I never had to play a night game up there, and we went up there and handled business during the day. A beautiful, brisk 62 and sunny when I played up there, so it wasn't bad.
I think the most fascinating game is Colorado State. Colorado State's players have been chirping this week.
They did last year, too.
Yeah.
It's Shedeur Sanders said, I don't know why they do this to themselves every year.
It's going to be a very violent physical game, I'm sure about that.
It was last year. Remember, this is the one where Travis Hunter got hit at a certain point, was out for a couple of weeks. And there's just it's just crazy to me that we have reached a point in college football where we are like, Colorado State, Colorado, game of the week. And there really are.
That's a factor, though.
There's the number of rivalry games this week. Pitt, West Virginia, Oregon State. I mean, there's a number of those kind of going around with all the conference realignment. But it does seem like that's a pretty big marquee matchup for whatever reason this week.
It's got a potential top draft pick in Shedeur Sanders and Travis Hunter. Coach Prime's out there. And it was a hell of a game last year. It gave us something to want us, it gave us wanting more. And now this is our, we get more this week.
It's interesting because Deion's so polarizing. That team is so polarizing. It makes it interesting. There's no real championship implications in this game. Certainly Colorado got routed last week. Georgia Tech, VMI tomorrow at 3:30 on the flats. That'll be exciting.
It's a get-right game. I didn't think they played great against Boston College. Against Syracuse. I also don't think they played terrible either. I thought it was a letdown.
Well, the defense was ghastly.
Yeah, and the offense had times struggled too, though. They could have – they did put up 28, but I expected more out of them. Just get right, get yourself back on track, and – try to rebound.
ACC's wide open.
It is. And look, I just brought up Pitt and West Virginia a minute ago. That is such a sneaky good rivalry game.
Backyard brawl.
Oh, man, dude. Like, that is such a good game. No matter where these teams are, what conferences they're in, how good they are. And it's a one-point spread in Pittsburgh. One-point spread. I think they're one-point underdogs on their home turf. That just tells you how competitive this game usually is, man. That'll be a fun one to watch.
Well, the weather's supposed to be just absolute crap this weekend, right? Just rainy all weekend, so.
I guess so. It'd bring me the cool temps, though. I'll take the trade-off this weekend.
That means watch a lot of football tomorrow, basically. All right, going to come back. Are the Dodgers just going to euthanize the Braves this weekend and we can just get on with our lives and stop even talking about it? Look till next year. We'll talk about the Braves opening a big four-game series with the Dodgers, probably a season-defining series as well. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 99 The Game. This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany, Mike, and Bo, and Squid, and Day Squared. Big four-game series for the Braves this weekend. One game behind the Mets in the wild card. Mets have won 8 of their last 10, so hopefully they'll cool off. Braves are, 5-5 in their last 10. Spencer Schwellenbach on the mound for the Braves tonight. Landon Knack. You just got your Landon Knack jersey, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, because I tell
you what.
I might
give me a Schwellenbach one, I can tell you that.
I'm telling you, man.
If it'll fit.
You got to be a fan of a guy that throws his four-seam 45% of the time and, averages around 93 miles an hour. I think the Braves, I don't know.
You don't know. They could go out and win 3 or 4 this weekend.
I almost said something. I almost dropped an F-bomb. Because, this is the one where I want to say, look, I think they got a chance to get to this guy. He does throw, his off-speed stuff. He's got a slider and a change and a curve. And I mean, he's got movement, but I still think they got a good chance to get to him. But Schwellenbach can go out there and give you seven innings and give up two runs and lose 2-1.
Yeah, have that one bad inning.
Yeah.
Schwellenbach's strikeout to walk ratio is pretty incredible. It just shows how good his command is. 107 strikeouts, 19 walks.
That's incredible. That's incredible for a guy who threw, I think, 46 innings in professional baseball at any level before he came up and started making starts in the big league level. And those were all at double A or single A.
He continues to shock me. And I know that, like, week in and week out, you don't look at him and go, well, you know, he's one of the all-time greats. It's not what you see him as. But when you line up, Rob, to your point, when you line up his numbers – for what he is and where he is in his career, it's astounding what that guy's been able to do. So hopefully he can get them started on the right foot tonight. One of those strange wraparound series that you're going to get Friday to Monday for this one, which is always kind of a interesting thing. Baseball is always structured almost exactly the same every single week.
Yeah,
you know?
That four-game series that ends on a Monday is kind of odd.
We talked to Grant yesterday about the fact that Max Fried will be going on what is considered normal rest because of the off day yesterday, but you take Ronaldo Lopez out of the rotation, and then you're going to get Max Fried going.
Another injury.
Yeah, and you're going to get Max Fried going as really the fourth guy now. So it kind of works out well in this instance, but you also want him to be able to throw against the Dodgers, because let's be honest, this just feels like we are hurtling towards a 2-2 split being the best-case scenario for this series. I mean, it's as terrifying as that is to say, and I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, but I think Braves fans would agree with me. When you look at the lineup they're trotting out every day, a 2-2 split would be considered a victory in this one.
I almost think so, too. I just wish I could see a little bit more small ball from the Braves.
And we've had this conversation until we're blue in the face. You have to define small ball. And small ball, to me, is not necessarily bunting the runner over. I'm not talking about the 20 years ago National League pitcher is in the nine slot kind of small ball. I'm talking about today's day and age small ball, where you are trying to find the two hole, you know, between the first and second baseman with a runner on second base. Just things as simple as that.
This or team ground just, ball to the right side with a runner on second.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Nobody else.
That's like Chipper talked about in podcasts, and he's talked about it at other places as well. It's like the amount of times you see a guy swing for the fences with a runner on second and third with nobody or one out, and he's like, he's like the art of hitting just to get the run in is gone. It's
all about launch angle and exit velocity, my friend.
Well, it's the
slugging percentage.
It's the game that they have created, with analytics and everything, and it's destroyed the game in so many ways, what used to be art of hitting. And it's also the power pitcher in phase two, and that's why Whit Merrifield's getting hit in the head and complaining, because the way to counter it is throw as hard as you can.
I've had this conversation on Blue in the Face, because it's with every sport right now. I mean, with every single sport right now that you want to talk about, the one thing getting in the way of great sports moments more often is entertainment. Right, we have to be entertaining. I had this conversation, but we talk about this with NASCAR all the time. What's entertaining and what is actual racing? You know what I mean? And that's kind of what you're dealing with in baseball right now.
Oh, you have to appeal to the casual fan.
Yeah, and it's all about TV rights deals. What appeals? How can we get more eyeballs on the TV? And it just, you know what you start taking away when you do things like that? You start taking away the history of the game.
Or the essence of what makes it good to begin with.
Well, exactly. What is the best thing about – I cannot tell you, when I was growing up, and I was 11 years old in 98 when McGuire and Sosa are going back-to-back. All right, you know, they're just going head-to-head down the stretch. It's like the greatest summer of my childhood watching this happen. And it was all about the pace they were on, the records they were trying to break that were 50, 60, 70 years old in Major League Baseball. These records don't mean anything anymore because there's no precedence. Like, you don't know what you're looking at in terms of overall historical greatness.
Well, right? How are you going to gauge whether or not a pitcher's a Hall of Famer going forward?
Yeah, I don't know. The 300 win category is dead.
It's dead.
It's never going to happen again.
Yeah, I think 225 might be the
3,000 strikeouts might be a thing of the past, too.
It is funny, though, how you say that, and Aaron Judge hit 60 home runs last year, and I bet you could ask 50 people, and half of them could not tell you that he has 60 home runs last year.
Yeah, I agree.
And
crazy.
It just doesn't matter. It just does not. It's just like back when I was a kid, if you were a 20-game winner, it was celebrated. Yep. If you were a 20-game winner, it meant you were in the Cy Young hunt. Now you can go 9-11, but if your ERA is under 2, you're going to win the Cy Young. I mean, Jacob DeGrom is walking, living proof of that.
Well, they never scored run. There were so many starts where Jacob DeGrom would shut out the opposition, and he would be responsible for the only RBI offensively. There's probably a half dozen games like
but
that.
But it's just funny. I never thought I would see a guy under 500 win a Cy Young.
I'll tell you what else is crazy, too. They're still – and this has been going on a long time. There's still so many pitching categories that are broken to me. I'm going to tell you right now, and this has been – I'm 37. This has been going on for 35 of those years since I knew what baseball was. The fact that a closer gets a win after a blown save, especially when we're talking about runners being on second base now in the 10th inning, it just boggles my mind and every time we talk.
But if you know the game, Oh, the closer has 9 wins? Well, that doesn't look
exactly
very good.
That's exactly.
That's a reflection on him. So.
This Get Off My Lawn segment brought to you by the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, brought to you by 92.9 The Game, November 25th. It will be Squid Nation versus Mike's Mafia, and guess what? Benefiting our friends at Pets for Vets. See?
Old man yells at clouds. Yeah, I got to get out there.
Get off my lawn. You sponsored do. By Level Lawns. Oh, man, it just... like I said, honestly, and I agree with you, we can stop to get off the line stuff, but it's that time of year in baseball, right, where records are being broken, pennants are being won, you're in the stretch run, and it just, the Braves, they have to give us something to kind of be excited about here.
To close it off, the Dodgers are 5-5 in their last 10 as well.
Yep.
So if you're a playoff team, if you want to be in the playoffs, go win 3 of 4. Go win 3 of 4.
I agree, 100%.
Hold pace, and then go take 2 of 3 from the Mets and get back ahead of them. That, if that's what playoff teams do, it's time
to
show.
Another thing about the Dodgers is they're just 7 games over 500 on the road, I believe, and like 20 games over 500 at home. So, all right. You never know. It's baseball. The Braves could win 3 or 4 this weekend. You never know. You never know. That's just the weirdness of baseball. All right. Let's get into the weirdness of the Falcons. They get ready to take on the Eagles on Monday Night Football. And, well, the Eagles, there could be some vulnerabilities there. I think Green Bay maybe exposed some, but the field conditions were also sloppy. We're going to dissect all of that. And, of course, it's a Fair or Foul Friday coming up in less than an hour. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.